This state is.
The state?
The state where you live in?
What about it?
What's the name of it?
Wyoming.
And a person from Wyoming is called a?
Wyomingite.
Okay. And would you name some of the other states right around here? The Rocky Mountains, for example, to the east is?
East of Nebraska.
To the north?
And, well, Montana to the north.
And to the west?
Oh, Utah.
Okay. How about that place where they grow potatoes?
Idaho is still the west of us, too.
Okay. And south, down there, way south of Utah is, you know that one? How about?
You mean Phoenix or Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And east of Arizona is, and north of Mexico is?
Texas.
Okay. And on the Pacific coast, you start way up there with that state.
Oregon. Washington and Oregon.
Uh-huh. And that great big state up there that doesn't touch the rest of the United States is where they have all the oil.
Oh, yeah. Canada.
Okay.
Alaska.
Uh-huh. Do you know any Canadian provinces?
Do I know any of them? I've heard of them. I'm getting ready to go up there. So if we just got away from Friday the 13th, I'd be on my way.
I'm sorry. Sorry to hold you here.
Well, anyway, oh, hell, can't even think of them right now.
That's fine. What about, let's see, what would you call, do you have any nicknames, for example, for people from Utah or from Wyoming, or either slang or derogatory or complimentary terms for people from other states?
Yeah. You see, from Utah, we call them the Mormons.
Uh-huh.
And the Montanans, we call them the sheepherders. And, South Dakota, I guess they're the Goldbergs. You see, they got the gold mine over in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And the farmers are down south, over in Nebraska and in Thornton.
Anything for people from Colorado?
They're the miners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What would you call a person who lives in the United States or is a citizen of the United States?
A United States citizen.
Or?
You mean one who was born a native? You mean?
Let me see. I'm proud to be an
American.
Okay. Are there any other terms you might use to describe an American?
I would say America was a melting pot of the world.
Okay, great. What about people from Canada? What would you call them?
Canadians.
Okay, any good or bad terms you might refer to them as?
No, other than the Frenchman.
Okay, would you ever say Canuck?
No.
Okay, you always say Canadian. Mm-hmm. How about people from Mexico?
They're Mexicans.
Okay, are there any derogatory terms you might use?
Well, not really.
You sure? Or some that you might have heard?
Well, yeah, but they aren't used around here. They're either Mexicans or Mexes.
Okay. What about for blacks or for Negroes?
Well, they're blacks.
Would they ever use
the nigger form? Earlier they used to, but now they're just blacks.
Okay. How about for Mormons? Any positive or negative terms they might use for them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, what is your understanding of the word Anglo?
Well, other than they come from Mexico.
Okay. What about, let's see. How about people who live up in the hills or country people? What would you call them?
Hillbillies.
Okay. And if you're not rich, you are?
Poor.
And are there any terms for poor people or types of poor people?
Well, just still poor.
Okay. And we've already talked about a ranch hand and sheep mm-hmm. hand cattleman. What about those people who you mentioned that people from Colorado are miners? Are there any other terms for miners you might use?
Not really.
Okay.